We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 272, article The Peace. We are in the line Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. You can ask questions on CAP TV, selected questions relevant to this study material would be asked throughout the lesson. Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, which regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes, meaning although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. And this is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to the shopkeeper the desired price, meaning attain the goal by it. And he says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow.
Okay, is that clear?
It's clear. Wonderful. Continue.
What can I add here?
How can a person know which way he is?
According to his intention, what does he want from the study? First of all, whoever comes to a calculation with the shopkeeper, like the host and the guest in the table, like Baal Sulam's example, then he needs to depict this example, that this is how he is. And at the table, it's the group. That's the mean. He is the mean, this table. And through this, I receive and give to the host. What is the laid out table, Shulchan Aruch, the group that the Creator prepared for me so that I will receive from this table, from this host, from the... And especially because I'm receiving from him, I will give to the host. And this is why it's called a laid out table, Shulchan Aruch. And everything is prepared for the meal.
So what is the calculation one can do in order to be...
I come by the table. Who are you? I don't even ask you. I start like this to fill myself. Yeah? That's one kind. The other kind says, who are you? Oh, you're the host. Oh, this is all yours. Oh, wonderful. I'll take a little bit something here. Meaning, the whole difference between people is the difference of how much they relate to what's on the table, or even to the host, the landlord, the owner of the table. But everything for the sake of themselves, there are those that say, wonderful, how wonderful it is that there's someone who's a host here, who's serving here, who's doing, who prepared all this for me. I'm enjoying from him. It's not just like that, a table that's before me, and I have just to deal with some still inanimate thing. There's a great force here. It's an upper that's serving me, that's giving me everything. It's preparing me this world. Maybe it's preparing, heaven, the next world for me. How wonderful, yeah? This is how people use all of creation. The definition of the Creator for them is how can we enjoy Him, so He will take care of us, so He will do all the things that He needs for us, and so on. Meaning they don't accept all of the creation, that it comes from Him in order to help us to reach equivalence of form with Him, to become like Him. rather that only creation comes so that we will enjoy. And then we have a problem. The Creator, why is He sending us such sufferings? Oh, it's not from Him. Maybe there's someone else. Or maybe it's coming by incidents to us. Or maybe because we did something. Eh, you know, all kinds of calculations like that. You know, religious calculations of different sorts. And there's the other kind that are saying, there's none else besides Him. Yes? On behalf of the table and the host, and all of this is in order for, if not me, then who, to come to a clivensive form. And then I relate to everything that there is in an ideal manner. And I say that everything only depends on me. And if some problems are discovered, it's all because I see them like that. Because I'm not corrected. If I will correct myself, then everything will be corrected and beautiful. Yes?
Where do we see out of this example the necessity to pay for what one borrows? Why does he have to pay for what he takes from the shop? How can we see proof that one has to pay from what he takes from the shop?
That's later. If he has an inclination for this, if he has the preparation for this, which is called the point in the heart, then he comes to the group, to the books, and to the teacher, which explain to him the whole matter. He has the point of truth through which he can understand, or in it he can understand that it doesn't just like that come. There's a certain point of yosher, of directness, of honesty, that he doesn't agree with something that is filthy, that is dirty. He's incapable of agreeing with something that is not straight. And there are other kind of people that they accept this world and everything's okay and everything's good, only just how to get along in it. That's how it is. And there are many people that have that honest point, but they're kind of included in this world. They received education, impressions, obligations of different kinds, and that kind of enters them into a life that they can't exit. But we are searching for people that have that point of truth and are incapable of agreeing with the orders of this world. Those that yearn for spirituality are of those type. Although that they are in all that the others are in also. But from within, they have a disagreement. Yes.
Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, when does a person discover that the world is like a shop?
He should ask himself how he is in such a state. That completely he has an opposite form than the people that are sitting here. And how did he come to this kind of life? Because there is a point that he couldn't agree with the falsity, with the lie, and altogether it just drawed him until he came to that point of truth. And that's it. That's the root of his soul. That's the root of soul. There's nothing you can do.
Amnon.
From behind.
We say that basically there are two types of people, one that takes and one that borrows. The difference between he who takes and he who borrows is the following. He who borrows knows he needs to pay it back, and he who takes doesn't know. He takes. I wouldn't like to say a thief, but...
Yes, it's clear. Yeah.
So how is it expressed? How is it settled that? He takes and he takes. Maybe I deserve it. We see it in our corporate life. We see it very well. That when a person, I usually think that he deserves everything. He takes it. He doesn't care about it. And there are people who are saying, indeed, hold on, I've borrowed, but I need to pay it back.
You are right. We are actually not in any complaint to any person in the world, only in order to discern the truth and what state they're in. But certainly only in us. We are soon coming to states that we will have free choice, free will. Now in the tens, we can start to implement and realize our free choice. Before that, there is no free will. And therefore, because of that, I have no foundation to come to some person and say, who are you? What are you? Why are you taking? What? He'll say, what do you want? I'm in a society that has this and that rules, and I am maintaining those rules, and everything's okay with me. I'm a good citizen. What's the problem? And truly, how can I relate to him from a spiritual degree? I can't relate to him from a spiritual degree if he's still in his development as a corporeal degree, a regular degree like that. We don't do that. Therefore, when we come to people, to dissemination, we don't disparage them. Sometimes I hear such mistakes. We need to come to them with respect, truly with respect. People need to feel from us love and a good and nice attitude. And all in all, how can I relate to such a person if this is how he's built and this is how he's made? He was brought out of the oven in such a form. And this is how he is. I don't want to say anything bad in this. He is as a beast. A beast does not mistake. It does not err. He is working in an instinctive manner. This is how he was taught. He has the his tendencies, inclinations, and this is the education that he received, and this is how the society is pressing on him. And all in all, this is how he behaves according to his nature. He has nothing from himself. He didn't develop anything from himself. Development for himself is called that I am raising man. And then the light comes to me, and the addition which is now in me is called my personal or individual development. And this is how I am independent. And independent means that I am similar to the Creator in some part, in some new part that's in me. But if not that, a person is under his impulses, the environment, the education, and he doesn't have anything from himself. Therefore, we have no complaints to anyone in this world, because only in order to show a difference to those and those, we talk that way. But actually, to come to someone with some canceling something with them? No, I'm canceling out the Creator by doing that. That's how he's managing the creation. Yes?
You said something very interesting in the tens when we come to a point of a free choice. It isn't something that simple, I think.
This is the state where we can actually realize our free will. Where? In the introduction to the Talmud Eser Sfirot, in item 4, it says, the Creator brings them to the good destiny and says, take it. And then it depends on the person whether he takes it or not. Meaning in the 10, so it'll be clear to you, you are now before an opportunity to be in the free will, to advance the spirituality, which is only through your choice, only by raising man, through the request, through the group that you request. What's your request? To be the one who bestows. That's it. That's called raising man. Otherwise, it's not man. And only through this 10, otherwise it doesn't rise above. Above meaning to the depth of the 10, where all the more inner discernments are until Insof. That's it. This is a concrete, simple state before us. Do we carry it out? We engage it in it? We will, and if not, well.
John from Chicago is asking, how do I realize the free choice in the 10?
Your free will is to nullify yourself before your friends, just as we studied today in the first lesson, that only in this you are realizing your ability to receive from them the addition of the force of bestowal. Yes, Moshe.
If people throughout the world have no freedom of choice and we have no complaints to them, then why is it written that the Creator, nature, punishes us and suffering?
No,
and
that's not true. It only advances us to the place where we can make a choice. There's nothing to demand from people. There's nothing to demand. What is it said about the nation of Israel? That you will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, and you need to be a light to the nations. And from all the rest, you cannot demand anything. All are as similar to beasts. No one has a choice. What choice can a person have if he's not within two forces? Therefore, we have no claim or complaint to any person, including the nation of Israel. The complaint should only be towards ourselves. Why are we not implementing ourselves within, and how are we not coming out with that inner force outwards?
Yet, we are saying that the reason for the crisis is that we are not connected. So it's simply saying it.
No, when we come to them and we explain to them things for us, we arrange the whole system for our care. That's it. But not that we're blaming someone. Who can I blame? Obama or Putin or what's his name there? In Syria there, Assad. Who can I blame? Not once I said that Ahmadinejad is, if it's, depends on me, he can become the angel of good. No, he's a bad angel. He's an angel. He has no free choice. When he jumps on you from day to day, this way and this way, it's like a monkey behind bars. It's no more than that. What is he to blame? To relate something to him? To associate something with him? You cannot associate hatred to anyone, actually. If you were to see the truth, there's none else besides him. Yes.
So why, nevertheless, we cannot balance within us the force of bestowal and reception, as he writes. Nevertheless, he says that nature does punish us because we aren't connected. So why is no free choice?
What is it called to be to punish? To punish, first of all, if we are in the ability to bestow and to give, then certainly we deserve a punishment. But the punishment we deserve. Because we are the owners of a choice. We have. Once you are capable of having a choice, then you are also capable of having punishment. As long as you are at the degree of an animal or of a beast, then you don't have yet a spark, a point in the heart, or anything like that. Let's say you're from the nations of the world. So it's not a punishment. These are sufferings that soften and purify the body of the will to receive. So through this, you can bring the will to receive to a point that it will hear. So it won't be still. To advance it somewhat. And therefore, there's all the problems and the sufferings in the world and in the general system. It's not as a punishment for something. It's the advancement of the will to receive itself. For without that, it will never be able to come to a point where they can join us. And accordingly, look at what punishments we received, the nation of Israel, in order for us to be, from our degree, ready somewhat to unite with the nations of the world. And if we don't do that, before us, God forbid.
So it turns out that the punishment is something I feel is punishment, that there's the sufferings for the wide public.
It's not a punishment, you're right.
Rather, otherwise, you're right for people who are on the spiritual path.
especially to those that are on the spiritual path, yes. And what we see, all the bad things in the world, it's because sufferings soften the body. We must advance them in such a manner. But also in us, in the past, there was a part of this, because it's written, what is the path of the Torah? Yeah, you should sleep on the ground and live a life of torment and eat bread and salt. And meaning, even if you're talking about the path of spirituality, you still had to be in the life of sorrow and torment. Meaning, there is a part that we have to go through in sufferings. Each and every one that came to the wisdom of Kabbalah also went through a certain period that he was really... I'm already not talking about the incarnations and the confusions. Yes.
Is it possible nowadays in the current state to identify in a absolute fashion that due to a lack of the due to a lack of working the 10, we receive some external
succeeding at working in the 10s, we would discover ourselves as a magnet that draws to it millions. They would discover in us something, importance, knowledge, salvation, an answer to all the problems. Because we... And it's not important that we're not experts in economy or in politics or anything. It doesn't have anything to do with that at all. Because for the time being, all those are falling. The moment there will be in us a spiritual force, in the subconscious, they will feel that we are a spiritual superpower. But for the time being, that it's not enough. Therefore, the state is what it is. We must, as fast as possible, to recruit within the tens this spiritual force. And then it will spread within that inner net between everyone that connects all of humans. Yes. I'll give to Moshe.
If we're saying the states and the intentions of the 99% depends on us and we are only one to blame and we're not changing ourselves, so if we'll change ourselves, it will affect the masses.
Исправления, которые совершили такие гиганты, как Ари и Бальсулам.
Then why the corrections done by the giants like Ари and Баласулам didn't have as big influence on the masses?
There's a matter of readiness on behalf of the world. The world wasn't in a crisis yet. Баласулам himself said that by the end of the 20th century, from 1995, it will change. The external conditions also have a part in this, meaning the preparation, first the Second World War with the Holocaust, all the development of the world, as if the world, and there's no, everything is one big Hollywood, and the American dream, and that's also blowing up. And now we're starting to discover the end of this big explosion. And the problems are adding and increasing, and all that we corrected and acquired, I'm saying on behalf of humanity all over the world, now you will see how in each and every place it'll be like in Syria. There was a country that was blossoming, nice, everything was fine, and now look what's going on there. And you'll see how Algeria and Tunisia and Egypt, What are they deteriorating to? And this will be in all over the world. You'll see it for different reasons. You'll see Scandinavia, like it's starting, you'll see what will be there. In Sweden there, in Stockholm, yeah? In these days. You'll see what will be there. It's simply everything that was acquired so far and was done, the infrastructure and the life and everything that was done, and everything is about to truly be ruined and destroyed. And humanity will deteriorate and decline. They want to, you know, recommend to us that we should eat cockroaches instead of meat.
Well, Moshe from LA is asking, what do I take or borrow from the ten?
I take from the ten upliftment, the greatness of the creator, the group, the teacher, the process, the goal. That I take from the ten. I must be impressed by them. And I receive towards them my lowness and their greatness. And in this way, and from that, I acquire from them the force of bestowal. In short, in the ten, everything is realized. All the work. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. When a creature succeeds in doing those things you're saying, raising man and reaching nullification and impregnation, meaning the creator, put him in that state of Ebu, as if disappear from him later on. He doesn't feel at all. How did he get to it? Like Alzheimer.
Right. Yes, yes.
So why is it happening as if that it disappears?
It has to be. Otherwise, it has to be in disconnection. Every degree, every state must be disconnected from the previous state. 10 new Sfirot.
Well, thank you. And I have another quest from all the Kli, from the world, Bibi. The Holon group entered difficulties with our landlords, and I'd like everyone to think so that we'll come out of it and maybe develop further.
It's in the same place that it used to be?
Yes, it's kind of a basement of a synagogue there, and they started raising the demands on the rent and the conditions, so it put us at certain tough position at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, we'll pray. Yes.
Well, you've said that in the 10 we'll reach free choice. Now, I'd like to... We want to know in advance that we've been... We choose correctly that free choice is free. So
what
how
is free?
It? How do you choose? You can choose either this or that. As if it is equal, that I'm not upfront deviating towards a certain choice.
Right.
So it's a scary situation.
What does it mean it's scary?
Because I know how to choose, because I know in the point of choice I'll be as if free.
You start working in this, and then you will discover that maximum of what you're capable of bringing yourself is a state that you are in the middle between the good and the bad. And then from that, how can you choose? Choice can only be from two equal things. Clear, yes or not? Like a donkey. And then a donkey can truly not choose. Because that's an example from life. Because if I am, and I'm really, I come as a donkey. Then as a donkey I come, and there is before me two containers, and they're both are ideal. They have exactly the same food, the same size, same everything, the same. My head doesn't bend this way. It's more comfortable, different or anything like that. And nothing. How do I choose? Mushi, do you know? No. So how do I choose? If I have an inclination to some side, then it's not really a choice. It has to be something simple, that it's simply in the middle. What do I choose? Well,
the donkey won't choose. He'll die of hunger.
But I'm a donkey. I'm a donkey before I came to choice. I don't have a choice. When I come to the point of choice, I still don't have a choice. I don't have a choice to choose between the two of them. What do? Even the environment and nullification and everything. It still balances these two. Both their environment, nullification here and there. Well, I must choose in what, and there's nothing to choose in. The Creator chooses. Wonderful. If I'm going to choose, then have the Creator choose. That's the choice. Only through the light. Why is this? Because I truly don't know in the state that I come from below, and there are before me these two bags of grains. I don't know what to choose. This world, that world, next world, this, that, good, bad, I don't know. The donkey doesn't know how to choose. He only knows to be integrated in the group and to demand in it for the Creator to be revealed. Because that's already the next state. How can I reveal from below up and choose a more higher degree? From where can I have the ability, the analytical ability, the scrutinizing ability, to choose something that's upper of me, upper than me? And therefore it's called this approach, faith above reason. Because my reason, my mind, what is it? According to my reason, I can't do anything like a donkey. Faith above reason, because I want him to choose. And this state is called, well, nullification, annulment. You will see that all that we study all together concentrates very compact to one state. And you can talk about this in a thousand different pans and directions and all that, with all the different discernments. Now, just now, as they asked about the choice, it's the same thing in that same place, in those same things. What did you want?
How can the society make their decision?
In nullification to each other, and by greatness of the goal, the direction of everything that we do. In these two things, just as Rabash writes for us. One of the two, who should I choose? He's giving it to you. Ay, 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 ay.
It's called nullifying, he's annulling.
Yes.
No, you use the term, there's none else but him. And I'd like to tell you, following what I see, what's happening in the world in general, murders and tornadoes, and in Germany started, England, people murdering in the streets. You see people, and no one run around and say, there's none else but him. You don't even see it, there's no such people.
We talked about just now about the fact that the world being managed in a definite manner from above, and it doesn't depend on the person at all. The more that the light illuminates, whether it illuminates more or less, that's the way it's going to be. Like puppets on a magnet that influences them from above, that's influencing them from above, then it influences them more or less. That's it. What do you want from them? I don't understand. You're reading the news. How do you read the news? Oh, yeah, yeah. These guys are cruel. Oh, what good people these are. Oh, what bad people those are. Why do you read things in such a manner? Why don't you read it a little from what you're studying? There's none else besides him. He's illuminating with his illumination here, and from this there's awakening, or they're falling. Those are more, those are less, a part like this, part like that. That's what you need to see. And in the end, you need to see, is the world advancing somewhat from my work towards recognition, towards awareness? Where really is it? Yes or no? That's how you see it. Look at all these news towards you. Compared to you, as much as you are a scoundrel, a thief, a murderer, a rapist, what else is there in the world? As much as you are in this world, that this is happening because of you. Look at it this once, at it in that way once.
Believe me, I'm looking and I'm telling you, people around...
The heart breaks, right?
Not only that, I'm... Telling you, we're doing spiritual work, we're coming, friends do work or throughout the whole world. So how can it be? What? People are blind around. I walk around in my neighborhood. I'm not going to the U.S.
Again, he's trying to punish them, to blame them instead of himself. You heard about the fact that there's choice. You heard about the fact that you can change reality. They didn't hear about that. What are you coming in with complaints to them? The Creator didn't let them hear it. He gave it to you to hear. Why don't you turn to yourself? To yourself. What are you turning to someone else? What claim do you have to someone else? How can you? If he is not, the owner of a choice, if he doesn't have free will.
Have I chosen? Well, what did I choose?
No, we're done. That's it. You see? I have a few more friends. There's Amikam and the American. These are your friends. Where are you?
The line, and should you say, in the second column.
Yes, wonderful. Okay. Continue.
And should you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the other type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, and the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly.
Meaning, whether you want to or not, it doesn't matter. You're going to advance and you will pay, and everything you took with recognition, with consciousness or unconsciousness, everything is written down. Only you're going to pay it with a high percentage of expense there. Yeah, with interest. A deadly interest.
Doth. In truth, both pay daily their daily portions of the debts. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in the portions every day until it is completely paid. The mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person.
What's the difference? The difference is in awareness and recognition. A person that knows where he is, in his understanding, he turns the world to good. He changes his feelings, his sensations. But that's not why he works. Rather, not in order to not punish the Creator, but to respect him, to bless him. That's called to bring him contentment. that as much as in his natural vessels he feels darkness, he can rise above this darkness. And then for this, he can turn it, the darkness, into light. It's a little difficult, yes.
Осталось ровно три недели у нас до конгресса предстоящего. Это огромная ступень. Если там будет конгресс в Санкт-Петербурге.
We have 3 weeks left till the congress in the St. Petersburg. In Krasnoyarsk. Later on, we'll have a congress in St. Petersburg. And I'm representing here the friends who are already doing preparation for that congress. Many friends already take part in the preparation. They want very much to follow your advice and collect all the friends from that broad area.
Товарищи призывают обращаться. Создана комиссия Халбхавер. Товарищи призывают всех не стесняться обращаться в эту комиссию.
And we already have a fund of help Havel to help the friends making it there.
Считаю, что это вот главная работа по объединению, помочь каждому товарищу приехать на конгресс и реализовать вот эту идею, которую вы хотите провести в регион.
And we see it a very important aspect to help everyone making it physically to the congress and realize the work.
На сайт конгресса Help Havel. И обязательно вы получите отклик, помощь, то есть обязательно будет связь.
So if there are difficulties to make it financially, people can turn to the site called Help Haver and you'll definitely receive assistance. So two questions.
Наша это отменить себя и быть этим проводником от высшего и дальше. Вот это в идеале.
One of the main goals, as you said, is to cancel ourselves and be as a pipe that passes from above down.
С каким намерением мы должны сейчас вести подготовку этого конгресса относительно друг друга, относительно мирового клея, относительно мира? Как конгресс у себя встроить?
And the friends are asking, in what form should we now do this preparation with respect to us as equal, with respect to the world clear, with respect to the rest of the world, the 99%, how should we arrange it?
You need to connect all together as one group. There's no tens now. When we gather together, then everyone gathers together. There's no tens. Or you can work in tens somewhat in order to warm yourself up, but then you connect everyone together. It's like in the military. When there's one goal, then all the tens gather together into battalions and into brigades and bigger groups, so there'll be a whole army. Therefore, we must work together, all of us. That's one thing. The second thing that we need, other than the wisdom of Kabbalah, maybe to explain to them that after the convention, we're going to do a big dissemination of integral education. And we expect greatly that in the near future there will be a great demand for integral education right now. It's there also right now, but we need to develop it, and this demand will bring to all our friends great engagement, also as a profession, also as an advancement. So those that want also to be included in that, they should come to be integrated into that. They should come in addition to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Образом, чтобы ни один человек на конгрессе не остался без внимания, общения, чтобы конгресс был очень динамичным и радостным. То есть там будет возможность очень такого тесного, плотного общения.
How to build such a timetable for the Congress so no one have a second free, it will be dynamic. Along with it, we'll have joy and in the work, an intensive work.
As usual, I think this format is a good format. It's the gathering of friends before every lesson. After a break, truly, there has to be a gathering of friends, then a lesson, questions and answers, a workshop, and then after the workshop, also questions and answers. I think that that's, that package is very good. So also the gathering of friends will be according to the lesson, and also the lesson according to the workshop, and it will all be as one big mechanism. I didn't see that there's something better than that. What?
In the main congress we are running next week, do we need to do also Yeshivat Chavarim before every lesson?
Certainly. Absolutely. You don't have to sit in circles. It's difficult amongst 1,000 people to arrange that and all that. But to such some degree, yes. Maybe from the stage to everyone. It doesn't really matter how to sit exactly in a circle.
So to warm up the hearts for about 15 minutes or so?
Yes. A gathering of friends. It could be even more. The first gathering of friends in the convention could be half an hour. It's also getting to know each other. It's acquaintance. It's now, you know, that's the first day of the convention. I'm not thinking about our convention. I'm thinking about the convention over there. That's for 2-3 days. Then there should be a broadened gathering of friends until every, you know, he gives to everyone a few people, and you need to organize it well. It must be truly directed and produced. You need to work on the warming and the closeness and the acquaintance and the connection and getting closer as far as the convention. And then it's enough, you know, for a quarter of an hour even. But anyways, it's a must. Just as we're explained from the authors of the Zohar and all the Kabbalists that we must do preparation. So we what?
Just to tell all the viewers and all the friends throughout the groups that next week we have the main congress without criteria and everyone is welcome. And enrollment will be till Monday night. Since we are preparing ourselves for about 1,200 people, we need to close the list by Monday night. And it will be as of today in Svivatova. So and there again, are the conditions and the enrollment and everything, yes? So once more, men's
so again,
congress,
a men convention
unconditional, next Friday, Saturday.
Next
all
Friday,
the conditions
Saturday,
are in Svivatova. Anyone who enrolled.
Registration information. Whoever registers by Monday will be accepted. Whoever is registering after that, I'm not promising. You need to have a special permission after that. Also, sorry, but it's due to a lack of place. We still have yet to receive the whole new building. Let's really hope that within a month or two, it will already be in our hands, and then we will be able to do there all kinds of actions. But for the time being,
well, let's sing a song together.
לרסיסים כן דווקא אז פתאום רואים ואם ההר עוטף אותך בצל אתה לבד טועה בערפל תיתן לי עד ביחד נתגבר אור אחד ניצוץ בערפל Kale
נראית ללא קצה. דווקא אז, אז הוא מתגלה. ואם החול כיסה את הפנים במרום קבוע כוכבים, אם העולם שבור לרסיסים, יש אור אחד
ואהבת לרעך כמוך.